Okay, well, we've walked up to, this is Will and Maria. We've walked along the railway track and we're now here, which is the main dressing floors and arsenic works. But before we go over to Callum to talk a bit about arsenic, this is Turner's Crossing the Brook. Turner came in here in 1812 to 1814 on a few trips doing a book on Southwest scenes. And some, for a long time, this painting was thought to be a sort of imaginative portrait of parts of Italy, but some local people have done some research and we can now see there's Cowstock Viaduct in here and the Gunners Lake, the new bridge at Gunners Lake. Now, this is about the best view we're going to get on this walk today. I can't see Cowstock Viaduct, but I'll pass this round and if anyone sees if they can spot Cowstock Church, Cowstock Viaduct from here and maybe a little bit further up the hill. So this place has had a long, long history of all sorts of different things. And we're going to go up and see a national collection of beech trees in a minute. So there's lots of stuff here. We'll walk up and Callum will talk about the calciners.
So Callum Beeson, geologist, on this walk, as we make our way up from Anna Maria, you've actually got a large chunk of rock in your hand. Now, what's this then?
This is a piece of arsenopyrite. So this is the rock that they use to get the arsenic out up here at these calciners. Right, I'll tell you a little bit about the arsenic that they produced here. Now, this was obviously originally a copper mine. And at the time, because they're so keen on getting the copper out of the ground, they actually left the arsenic down there. And they left in many places in a vein that was 6 feet wide, and they just ignored it because they had no use for it at those times. There's a piece of it here. It's a pale silvery mineral. It didn't have the value of copper, but once it started to, the copper price had dropped and they started to use up the copper, they needed new ways of making money. And it was at about the time when in America they were starting to grow the cotton, and they had a problem with the boll weevil on it, which used to attack their crops, and the best cure for it was to use an arsenic oxide as a pesticide. So suddenly the value of arsenic started to increase. So what they'd have done is they'd have taken this mineral, they'd have broken it down, crushed it in some stamps to get it to a small size, and then they roasted it gently, not enough to melt the rock like you do when you, say, are processing copper and turning it into a pure metal, just enough to get the arsenic fumes to start coming off. And they would actually stay, all the time they're hot, they'd stay as a gas. So what you'd then do is you'd send it through the calciner, and we can see the arches along there. And that labyrinth was designed to be cold so that the arsenic fumes would actually start to form on the inside. And quite often it was the job of children to go into these and scrape it off the walls. And that was the easiest method. Quite often they were still so hot that you hear reports of people still getting burns off the surfaces because they hadn't left it long enough to cool. Health and safety wasn't quite so good in those days, so the normal method was two bits of cotton wool stuck up your nose, and that was supposed to stop you breathing in too much of the dust. They reckon at one time that there was so much arsenic stored here that there's enough to kill everybody on the planet. The reason they kept it stored is that they worked with Gorton Mine, which is further down the valley, almost down as far as Cowstock. And between Devon Great Consols and Gorton Mine, they actually produced 70% of the world's supply of arsenic. So because they had so much of it, they knew if they started putting too much on the market, they'd lower the price. So they kept it stored here. So you can find around this site still plenty of arsenopyrite, because literally they had more than they actually needed or could sell. One of the things is you do have to be careful, obviously, with arsenic. It is very poisonous. I believe it is at 64 milligrams is the dose it needs to actually become toxic. Anything less than that is actually reasonably good for you. Used to be used as health tonics, and it does actually thin the blood slightly. So for a lot of people, it was quite good, as long as you stay below a dangerous level. One of the other things sort of generally to say about the mines here is that they were very successful, these ones. The Devon Great Consols, Gorton, things like that, but a lot of other mines set up in the area which were not successful at all. And what tended to happen was that they would prey on the idea of how much money this mine made. So what would have happened is they actually put out shares at the start of the mine. There were 1,024 shares sold at £1 each originally, but everybody who was a shareholder got a dividend. And already after the first year, the dividend was about £18,000 shared between them. So the share prices shot up and up and up, and trading would actually change not just daily but hourly, much like it does today. And the shares did actually sell sometimes for as much as £650 each from an original £1 share. So there's a very good margin on that. The problem was, though, a lot of other mines were set up slightly unscrupulously to try to take advantage of this, and the profit was in selling the shares. So shares would be sold for very high values for mines which were absolutely useless. And to a degree, one of the examples we should see this afternoon, because they actually sold in total £50,000 worth of shares, but actually only ever made about £18,000 from everything they sold. So everybody lost their money on that one, except for the original people who set up the mine, and that's where a lot of the money was.